Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, March 20th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Sun. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another enlightening episode of Wikipedia, where we dive deep into the expanse of human knowledge, one Wikipedia article at a time. I'm Aloy, your guide on this journey, and today we're casting our gaze skyward to explore something that's central to our existence: the sun. At first glance, the sun might seem like a simple, everyday object. We see it rise in the morning and set at night. But let's pause for a moment and ponder its true significance. The sun is a massive, luminous sphere of plasma located at the center of our solar system. It's responsible for the light and heat that make life on Earth possible. But did you know that it accounts for more than 99.86% of the total mass of our entire solar system? Let's unpack that a little. Imagine our solar system as a balancing scale. On one side, you have the sun, and on the other, all the planets, moons, asteroids, and comets combined. The sun's mass tips the scale dramatically. Now, that's what I call a heavyweight champion. Contrary to what we might think when lounging at the beach or taking a brisk walk in the park, the sun is not actually on fire. Instead, it's a colossal, ongoing nuclear reaction. Deep in its core, hydrogen atoms are transformed into helium through nuclear fusion, and this fusion releases the energy that eventually makes its way to us as sunlight. Think about that the next time you see your sun-kissed shadow. Now, have you ever wondered how long the sun has been buttressing life on Earth? It's been around for approximately 4.6 billion years. That's longer than any life on Earth, the sun being a witness to all stages of our planet's existence. And fascinatingly, it's only about halfway through its life cycle. In roughly 5 billion years, it'll transform into a red giant, marking the beginning of the end for our solar system as we know it. But let's focus on the present. The sun's structure is divided into several layers, each with unique characteristics. The core, where nuclear fusion occurs, is incredibly hot, with temperatures reaching about 15 million degrees Celsius. Above this is the radiative zone, where energy slowly radiates outwards. As we move further from the center, we find the convection zone, following the outer layers like the photosphere, which is what we actually see as the sun's surface, the chromosphere, and the outermost surface, the corona. During a solar eclipse, the corona reveals itself, like a crown glowing ethereally around the darkened sun. Moving to solar phenomena, sunspots make for a captivating discussion. These are darker patches on the sun's surface caused by magnetic activity. They may look tiny to us, but they can be much larger than Earth. Isn't it intriguing how magnetic fields, something so invisible and almost magical, can create such a tangible and impressive effect? Solar flares and coronal mass ejections coming from sunspots release massive amounts of energy into space. Occasionally, this energy makes its way to Earth, interacting with our magnetic field and causing breathtaking auroras, the northern and southern lights. Nature's very own light show, courtesy of our sun. These powerful solar outbursts are also a reminder of how interconnected we really are. The sun, situated 93 million miles away, reaching out and influencing our planet. As we marvel at its beauty and power, we must also be prudent and mindful about future solar predictions. Our technology today is increasingly vulnerable to solar storms. With our reliance on satellites, power grids, and communication networks, we need to consider how to safeguard our technological infrastructure from these solar events. Now on to you, dear listeners. When you next enjoy a sunset or feel the warmth of the sun on your face, contemplate its vast journey through space and time. Of course, while the sun is a life giver, it also demands our respect. In the same breath, I'd like to ask, how do you personally connect with this magnificent star? Do you see it as a source of inspiration, an object of scientific curiosity, or perhaps a force that urges introspection about our place in the universe? I encourage you to delve into even greater detail. Explore beyond what we've touched upon and consider the scientific, cultural, and emotional ways the sun influences us. Perhaps think about historical artifacts or mythology related to sun worshiping, or the latest in solar energy technology. How does all this come together in weaving the vast tapestry of our relationship with the sun? Let's continue this journey of exploration and understanding. Keep those intellectual curiosities alive and thriving. And remember, sometimes looking into a simple subject can light up a universe of questions and wonder. Thank you for joining me today on Wikipedia. Till our next cosmic inquiry, keep wondering, keep questioning, and let your understanding of the world shine brightly, just like the sun.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Sun. Thanks for listening. See you next time.